Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
When you're a jet, you're a jet. All the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a jet, let them do what they can. You've got brothers around, you're a family man. You're never alone, you're never disconnected. You're home with your own, company's expected. You're well protected. Then you are set with a capital J, which you'll never forget till they cart you away. When you're a jet, you stay a jet.
Nothing like a sweet love song to your gang. When you're a jet, you're a jet all the way. You know, West Side Story done right never gets old. Ever.
Mm-hmm. It's a great show.
Doesn't age. And some of the great fight scenes ever. Because
oh, yeah.
To choreograph those fight scenes, some that take place running up a wall, crazy, unbelievable. Anyway, in studio, did do West Side Story in town for a limited run. Michaela Bennett and Amanda Castro, welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
Michaela is Maria and Amanda is Anita.
And all you guys have to do is recreate Natalie Wood and Rita Moreno. No pressure.
It's fine.
No pressure at all.
We got to go to rehearsal now.
So right. Yeah. It's fine. Brush up.
When was the first time you saw the film?
Oh, boy. Whoa. I think I was probably about 15.
Mm. Teenager? Same?
I was a kid.
Yeah?
I was little.
Did it catch right away?
Yep. Yeah.
You wanted to sing and dance then, too?
I just wanted to be in a purple dress.
You and me both.
I know. You know.
Who doesn't want to feel pretty on the weekend?
Exactly.
And have you ever had a chance to meet Rita Moreno?
No, I haven't.
She's unbelievable. You know, she's like 87.
Oh, yeah, and she looks amazing.
She's just a dream. She's amazing.
She's a queen.
What takes more time, singing or dancing, to keep the tools in order for something like this?
Ooh, I mean,
I think they both require different things. And
does it depend on the director, on how much time each get, or is it your own personal responsibility and discipline?
Both.
I think it's both. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't do much dancing in this show, and you do more dancing than singing. But it's like a sport, and it takes, you know, we're preparing all day for our performances, not just when we're, you know.
What do you do with your voice on show day? And there's only one non-show day when you're working.
Right.
I get a lot of sleep. I drink so much water. I don't drink any alcohol.
Do you talk?
I do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like for me, at least for my instrument, when I'm talking throughout the day, it really warms me up.
Okay.
It's a natural way to warm up. Sense. Yeah. So you don't overdo
it. Have you got a warm-up hook either one of you do?
Oh, it's very, very... It's pretty much like that. And whatever comes out of my mouth.
And for me, it's just I make sure, you know, one, yes, getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, and definitely start. In the beginning of the day, I start to move my body. You kind of assess from.
Oh, that's interesting.
You have to assess from the top down. You know, because we all sleep in different ways, and then from there you figure out, okay, my shoulders are a little tight. How do I get them moving? You know, at 10 o'clock, and then by 7 o'clock at night, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't afford to have a pinched nerve. Sleep on a folded over pillow wrong.
No, nope. Boy.
You know, you talked about being able to do it this way versus the way it was done in the past. You have the advantage now to watch yourselves. Do they video the shows where you can go back, look at it?
I mean, there are B-roll videos, but I actually prefer not to listen to recordings of myself or see myself because
same.
I find...
I'm a lot like this with this show. Yeah, and we do 5 a week.
No, I just find that I start trying to reenact what I'm seeing or copying exactly how I sound or did it. So I think just showing up and doing my job and then maybe watch it later on.
That's interesting, too, because you probably don't want to watch the movie too much either because you don't want to be Rita Moreno or Natalie Wood in those characters, right?
I really agree with that.
You want to be your honest self every single day and honestly react.
Key to the performance.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Every single
time.
And
the actors around you.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it's an amazing cast.
Brilliant. I think so.
Our entertainment reporter said it's the best show in Chicago right now.
Wow.
And he's a pain.
And he's a stickler. He doesn't just say that to anybody.
The fact that he said that's very, very good.
It's an honor.
It really is.
So when this opportunity came up for West Side Story for both of you, is it you heard about it and said, I have to audition for this? Does somebody come to you and say, I think you'd be good for this part? And then what's the audition process?
I did a concert version of this over the summer in London, and I saw that they were doing this at the Lyric, and I called my manager up and said, can we please get me seen for this? I just want to be at least seen for it. And they had me audition with Corey, And I just knew.
Corey Codd plays
Corey
Tony.
Codd, yeah, I just knew that something was coming. It was. There was an energy in the room and a connection that it was like undeniable. And
did you nail the audition?
I mean, I think I nailed my chemistry with Corey.
Okay. So you could feel it.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you make him sing to you before you got even started? Did you make him sing to you before you got started? You go, I don't know if I can work.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Sambra, your parents are going, right?
My parents are going tomorrow, and they are thrilled. As I was telling the ladies, they have been performing West Side Story at my house since I was a baby.
Yes.
It's my mom wanted to be Natalie Wood, you know, so they are not good performers, just so we're clear.
Wait, how many cocktails?
It's quite a few martinis.
I bet two martinis in, they can nail it.
Yeah, but how about you, Amanda, for hearing about West Side Story?
I had just done a show at the Jiva Theater in Rochester, New York, doing In the Heights, and somebody in the cast knew the choreographer who was choreographing this West Side Story suite, because it was at Houston Grand Opera, Glimmer Glass Opera, Lyric Opera of Kansas City, and Atlanta Opera. And she was like, they're doing a West Side Story, and I think you should go to this call. So I ended up going, and I ended up playing a bunch of roles last year in all of these West Side Stories and going back in and out. And it's an honor to be here now. It's unreal. Mm-hmm. It's really unreal.
Now, I've done a couple of unimportant parts in movies and a bunch of TV and stuff, and callbacks, you know, are incessant in certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Same in theater or not so much?
Yeah, there are callbacks in theater. I actually only had one audition for this. I didn't have a callback.
Oh, boy, Michaela.
Look at you off, Michaela.
I don't mean it that way. Yeah. I definitely had a lot of
good chemistry
multiple auditions
and
in my life that ended up nowhere. But
does it work the same way? Like, you know, you cannot know you didn't get it until you find out down the road, because the cruelty of show business is, and, you know, grandparents and parents listening now, your kids are at school, God bless them if they want to get into show business. Mm-hmm. Encourage them if that's the dream. But it's really hard.
Yeah, it has to be an honest dream. And it has to be a deep-seated dream if you want to do it.
Well, people don't understand. It's got to be like one of the first things you think about in the morning, one of the last things you think about at night, because it's just part of you. You can't let it go.
Sometimes you just, if you don't look like Rita or Maria, Anita and Maria, you're not, you might not get it. And you can't control anything about how you were born, you know, and what you look like. So
the biggest part of it too, I think, is remembering, which I've learned over my time, is that you're going in giving the best version of yourself, and that's it. And you don't know what they want and need behind the table, the people who
are auditioning. So as long as you've delivered on that level,
as long as you deliver full you, if you're, you know, giving your full self, you should be proud of yourself. And if they don't want it, that's okay. You might not be what they need right now, and that's okay too.
Yeah, I mean, it's more than about what you're delivering in the room. It might be about your height. It might be how you look with your other, mm-hmm, you know, co-stars. There's a lot of variables.
Is it harder for women? I mean, there's tons of beautiful girls, but you have to be able to sing, dance, and look great as well. I think it's hard. I mean, that's just let me just make a blanket judgment with no evidence to back it up. I think it's harder for women because male roles in the theater, I think, are maybe very specific. It's sort of like getting married. You got a guy that shows up in a tux, that'll be fine. For women, you've got the dress, you've got the considerations, you've got all those things. I just think it looks like much more work for women in theater.
In certain aspects, yes. I feel like, you know, it depends on what you're going in for, and I think it depends on your chutzpah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what you're walking in with. And, you know, I've definitely been to auditions where there are 600 women and 60 men.
But a New York girl, I mean, chutzpah comes with the territory. You're a nice girl from Canada, Michaela. Where'd you get your chutzpah? Canadians aren't known for their chutzpah.
Oh, excuse me.
No, please.
That's fired.
Some of my best friends are Canadians. Of course, they all have hockey sticks.
I grew up in Canada, and I was always a theater kid. And I got into school in New York, and so that was my ticket into
New York. Not just school.
So
Juilliard.
Yeah. Oh, Juilliard.
Yeah. Super casual.
So maybe that's where I got
Juilliard.
My
good football team,
fire.
That Juilliard, right, Dave?
They win every year.
Yeah. That's amazing. And were you like the standout kid in high school that everybody wanted to, you know, emulate?
You know, I actually wasn't sure I wanted to be a performer. I took a year off school to kind of figure it out and audition. And the only school that I got into was Juilliard.
Wow.
So that was my, you know, ticket.
What else did you apply to?
Oh, I'm not even going to say. I can't even. I'm still not over it.
That's real.
I was so upset at the time.
I can't believe Juilliard was your safety school.
Oh, you know what? If I had gotten into any other school, especially being Canadian, my father wouldn't have wanted to pay for an American tuition.
Oh.
So it was kind of a blessing that
Everything
it was the only
out.
Option.
He got you through.
Mm-hmm. It runs through June 2nd. At the
Lyric very Apple. Limited run.
Yeah.
Very limited run here.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Lyric 20 North Wacker Drive in Chicago. Tickets on sale now. And by the way, tickets are very reasonable. I don't think we're charging enough. We're going to have a meeting. at lyricopera.org or 312-827-5600. Before I let you guys go, obviously break a leg, but also for little girls who want to grow up and do what you guys do professionally, what's the best piece of advice you could give them?
I think it's just stay true to yourself, follow your dreams, and work hard.
Don't be afraid. And if something scares you, you walk into it. You don't walk away from it. You step into anything that gives you, anything that makes you afraid, just go forward into it so you can face it.
Good for you. And if you don't get this one, it's not about you. Get the next one.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's great to see both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks. You'll make our morning. And thank you, everybody, at the Lyric.
I think Dave Bennett's going to try to go. It's his birthday on Thursday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Are you going?
I'd like to go.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Why don't you, just let's go out with this. Why don't you sing Maria as we go to break?
Well, I said my first solo, I was in third grade. It was Tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Play us out, Dave.
Play us out. Take us to break.
Tonight.
Oh, I'm so ready to join.
I'll see. I believe
we've got our second.
Does that get me in? Am I in the show?
You're now the Tony understudy.
Yes, we'll have him waiting in the wings. What's coming up?
Sassy.
I don't think I can, Steve.